Mr. Bill Daniel, age 74, farmer of Banktop, Homebridge, and Mr. George Mitchell, age 62, also a farmer of Flush House near Homebridge. Recorded by Bear Dyson, July 1953.
Well, after so many years of a bad animal, yeah, when you had visitors, and her sister, one of women, and was a great big woman, heavier than Margaret, Indo.
Oh.
Jo.
Oh, yes.
And she was heavier than her. Or to get on, let's see whether his back will bend or not. Well, he'll get on.
Good.
We said, I'll draw out once. And he'll get on. And half full set, you know. And that till they've been running off across the field and coming back. This dog is just went as far as what he'd been going and turned back, came back. He, I said, that's poetry, I says, his back's fair bent. Who did clear me, you know? Yeah. Oh, the right sunny night on it. I put David on. Yeah, we know. I put him on. I said, go to stop at field. I said, don't go across here, because don't get on back just when you get to where he'd been before, you know. And they'd been leading it, and with nippers on. David went to stop at field. Well, when you get to stop at field, you know, donkey walked away to stop at field right nicely. And then I said, he had to come back within here. He couldn't stunt, donkey. You know what donkey want to do?
No.
He want to get that wall and screw me off. he did that with David. There David was riding it one night. And he got round, you know, and he got up to that top fence. Donkey went close to the fence, scrubbing his sword on the fence, but your David got off. And then I thought, no way, well, David Oil or your head would what were on. Get on then. And he walked close to one of them big trees, but however that got off, to which he was. When our lad, old Batkin had one of highly. Did he ever know old Batkin?
No.
He went, bit near a cherry nose. He had a nose that cut off his face. You know, like red white. All the side, it cut off his face. And he went to have it taken off, you know. Have a new nose on. And Armel called him, well, he went out and out of school good. And on this donkey, he rode down, you know, and had to be at school at 9 o'clock. And I used to have to go to the toilet to milk. Milk 2 beers. And I used to ride donkey down, turn it to the airfield, and ride it up at night, you know, and bring it back again. I did that for a week while he were off, and one of the women lent milk. There were two women, his wife, and I think it'd be her sister, of course. Then I was, I didn't take notice when they're young. Came and I showed me, I said, no way, what is he there, not me. And she milked them, and I won't sorry. I got the milk at one before I went to the